Welcome again, Daily Inspiration Tom. We're so glad that you have taken time to hear God's Word. We've been studying this week a subject of hungering and thirsting after God, being right with God, being a true worshiper, being able to do the work of God. And I want to go over to Matthew 18. Yesterday we spoke on forgiveness. And I kind of want to conclude this week with this thought, because this is not a low subject. This is a major theme of the New Testament Christian. The Bible tells us to love our enemies, bless those that curse us, forgive. And we need to make sure, as men, we forgive everyone. I don't care if it's wife, child, neighbor, brother, mother, father, mother-in-law, father-in-law, you get the picture. So, let's look at Matthew 18, and let's look at the story here on how we're to deal with this forgiveness. Let's do a little story about the unmerciful servant. Peter is the question answerer. Or I should say the question asker that got this story told. Peter in verse 21, we'll back up two verses. Verse 21, Peter came to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? You know, I want you to just think about that. If somebody did the same thing to you seven times in a day, you'd be pretty miffed. You'd be pretty fed up. You wouldn't want to have anything to do with that person again. Is it possible you've ever sinned the same sin seven times against someone? Is that even possible? Well, I believe it is, or Jesus wouldn't have said it. So how often? Seven times. Jesus said unto him, I say, not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Now, 70 times seven equals 490. Or is he just saying continually, indefinitely maybe? Wow. Does that mean that we can just sin all we want and God will just keep forgiving us? I wouldn't try that. I wouldn't try that. I think you'd be silly to play with God, to tempt God's mercy. God's mercy is greater than my understanding, though, for sure. Verse 23, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he began to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. Now, this is a hard thing to understand, these talents, the current day. But one calculation that some Bible scholar came up and said that that would be about $30,000. And that is gold. And that would be, you know, 30,000 maybe. I don't know. That's hard to figure. But it's a lot of money. The point is, God wants us to see how much money that he is wanting to give. Now, that $30,000 I gave you is just one talent. So it was 10,000. So we're looking at, you know, $1 million here or better. It's crazy. So it was a lot more than we can comprehend, more than we could pay back. And he had not to pay his Lord. And they commanded him to be sold and his wife and children till all the payment be made. The servant therefore fell down, worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I'll pay thee. Then the lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. Now, a pence is like less than a quarter. So, you know, you're looking at a 20-buck debt here, probably. And he found that same servant, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what thou owest. Then his fellow servant fell down his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I'll pay thee all. And he would not, but he cast him into prison till he would pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very, very sorry. And they came and told the Lord all that was done. Then after that, after the Lord called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou deridest me. Shouldest not thou have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise, don't forget that phrase, shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, ye from your hearts, forgive not every one his brother their trespass. So God said that if we don't be merciful and we don't forgive, then the forgiveness we have will be taken away, as this man's was. This is a fearful passage. Let's love each other. Let's forgive each other. Jesus commanded.